Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
The summertime might imply that it's time to kick back, relax, and finally enjoy yourself after a long winter bundled up inside. We know how that feels. However, the summertime also means the sun's power is a lot stronger, and you're more at risk for burning and developing skin cancer. So we want to talk today about safety tips, sun safety tips that you need to know in order to protect your family and yourself. My guest is fan favorite here on Healthy Children, Dr. David Hill, Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics, and just an excellent dad and a kind doctor. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. So first, let's start with some sun safety stuff about SPF. People get confused about UVA, UVB. What do those SPF numbers mean?
Right. So, in general, any SPF over 15 is probably going to be about as good. What it means is how many times the normal amount you could stay out in the sun before you burn. So if you're somebody who, in a particular strength of sunlight, could stay out, you know, an hour before you burn, well, SPF 2 means you could hang out there for 2 hours. SPF 15 means you can hang out there for 15 hours in theory. However, you really have to put it on every couple of hours, because the problem is you're going to sweat it off, you're going to wipe it off, it's going to wash off, no matter whether it says water resistant or not. It may take a little longer, but really you want to get it on every 2 hours. So even if you have SPF a million, it doesn't mean, you know, you put it on at 6 in the morning, you're good till 6 at night. You still need to reapply. The highest SPFs that you'll see sold right now are, you know, 50 plus. However, it's not like being able to stay out 50 times as long is any better, as far as we know, than being able to stay out 30 times as long. It's really, you reach a point where it's just a number, right? So look for 15 or above, and then know that no matter what that number says, you gotta reapply every couple of hours.
Every couple of hours, really, really so important. So is there certain things we should be looking at with that number? Broad spectrum, I've heard, is the one that takes care of both those UVA and UVB. And Dr. Hill, while you're at it, talk about the tear-free and all of those kind of sun protections. Are they any better, different? I mean, is there something that can burn our little kids' face, you know, sting their faces?
Right. So there's a whole bunch going on there. Let's take it one at a time. One, broad spectrum. UV light is the kind of light that damages skin and leads to skin cancer. Some of it is more likely to cause cancer, others more likely to cause wrinkles and age spots. Essentially, if we all lived in caves all the time, we would have essentially no skin cancer, or it'd be ridiculously rare, and we would have beautiful baby-like skin when we were in our 80s. But we're exposed to sun, and our skin is getting damaged. So the idea is to get sunscreen that is broad spectrum. In other words, it covers you against both UVA waves and UVB waves. Now, the FDA made this easier for us a couple of years ago by revising their guidelines on how you label sunscreens. And now there are relatively reliable labels on sunscreens that say whether it protects against A or B or broad spectrum, both kinds of UV rays, and I know of no reason not to go for both. Number two, people worry about allergies. They worry about skin sensitivity. And without naming brands, I will say that one of the highest priced, most clinical looking suntan lotions makes me break out like I have poison ivy. So price is not always a guide to what's going to make you break out. If you've had allergies or reactions to sunscreen in the past, look for those that are based in titanium dioxide or in zinc oxide. These are metals. They are great sunscreens. The disadvantage, they may not blend into the skin as well. You may still be able to see that you're wearing sunscreen. On the other hand, as far as I'm concerned, it just makes you look more like a professional surfer or lifeguard. So,
yeah.
You know, go with that. Run with that. If your kids watch, you know, SpongeBob, hey, you look like Larry the Lobster. It's good. In the lifeguard way, not the red skin kind of way.
Now, we are talking about safety, which means, Dr. Hill, prevention. But before we move on to babies and hats and sunglasses and other sun safety important things, what happens if we do get a sunburn? You're a doctor. What do you do for kids that come in with the sunburn?
All right. I gotta give you full disclosure here. We live in a beach community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. And one of my kids came home from the beach. He wasn't with me. He was with another family. He brought his sunscreen. He swears he put it on every couple of hours. But I had one of my kids sunburn, which is really embarrassing, right? That tells you how easy it is for it to happen, because he's been well educated on this. And so is the family that he was with. Still happen. There's not a ton to do. Ibuprofen can be very helpful for the pain. Acetaminophen is another choice, but it doesn't have as much of an anti-inflammatory effect. A little bit of a cool compress. You don't want to put ice on it, because then you can get an ice burn on top of the sunburn. But some cool washcloths or a cool bath can be sort of helpful. If there's a lot of itching, you might try an antihistamine. A lot of people have Benadryl around, but that can make you sort of sleepy.
Do you have a problem with, like, aloe vera or any of those things?
Nah, that stuff's fine. But you might also try loratadine or cetirizine, some of the newer antihistamines to help out with the itch. And then a lot of sympathy. Lots of sympathy. It's nasty. It's just really
unpleasant. Or not too much sympathy, because you know that maybe they didn't put it on as much as they should. Or, you know, we're talking about sun safety, which is not only sunscreen, but Dr. Hill, I see people at the beach all the time, and they're laying there, and they've got their hats and their sunglasses on, and their kids are running around without sunglasses on. Our eyes can burn in the sun, can't they?
Right, and a greater concern as well is concern for the development of cataracts over time. So, you know, damage from sun rays is not limited just to the skin. It can also affect the structures of the eye. So having a good UVA and UVB, there's that broad spectrum again, protection for the eyes is also important. So look for clearly labeled sunglasses. I tend to get mine from reputable dealers and, you know, vendors, just because I'm never sure. Somebody stuck a sticker on that sunglasses. You know, do I really know? So I tend to spend a little extra on my kids' sunglasses to make sure that I'm really confident that they've got good UV protection.
And they lose them like crazy. I think my son has already lost 6 pairs of sunglasses in just this summer. But, I mean, it is still important to make sure that they're not squinting all the time and, you know, doing all of that. Now, what about little babies? You know, little babies going out in the sun, you want to take them and watch them play in the sand and do all of that stuff. But they burn, like, instantly. And some of those sunscreens, I don't know, are they safe for babies?
You know, here's the thing. Very few of them to none of them have been tested under 6 months of age. So it's possible that they're safe for babies, but there's nobody who will stand up and say, yep, I can guarantee this is safe for babies. So under 6 months of age, nobody's going to say you should definitely use a sunscreen. You could dab a little on the nose or the cheeks probably safely, but there's just no testing to say for sure, okay, this is safe. What we do with babies, A, is to use the time of day, right? Go out in the sun, go get some enjoyment out of the beach or the park or wherever you live, the mountains, the woods. But, you know, get back in after about 10 in the morning when the rays start to get really strong. Do some indoor stuff. I don't know, putt-putt. Have a good time until about 4 in the afternoon and then go back out there. This is what the natives in the beach town where I live do anyway. We go out in the morning before the beach gets crowded. Then we go have lunch, do whatever we do during the daytime, and then when all the tourists get off the beach in the afternoon, it's all ours. Live like a native. Use the beach when it's less crowded and when the sun is less strong.
That's great advice. You got about 30 seconds here, my friend. Please give your best advice for sun safety as the summer approaches and the sun is hot.
You got it. So, first of all, clothing, hats, really important, especially for young children. Don't forget the sunglasses. Choose a high SPF 15 or greater sunscreen and put that on 30 minutes before you get out there. Reapply every 15 minutes and enjoy yourself. It's fun out there.
It is fun. Gets you a little vitamin D. And, of course, if you're out in the sun, you're probably being active, which is really the best thing in the summer, to get out, run around, play frisbee with your kids, go to the beach, go swimming. But make sure you protect yourself from those rays of the sun, because for adults here, it makes us wrinkled and gives us skin cancer. And for the kids, they can really get burned and predispose them to skin cancer later in life. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio and Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.